Oh, it was wonderful. I knew that I had a good harmonica player because I didn't know much about him when I was working on the riverfront with him. So I was playing at a little place, what you call the Saints Lounge. And so he said, I'm coming over and play a song with you. Set in, would it be all right? I said, sure, come on. And when he set in, oh, I was happy as I could be. I really enjoyed him because I knew he was a real harmonica man. It was Johnny Hooker, Bo Diddley, my homeboy there. And it was Texas Alexander, B.B. Kane, Albert Kane. Wow. Oh, he was a blast.
So talking about John Lee Hooker specifically, what kind of made him special in terms of blues music?
Well, actually, he just had really the roots of the real old blues, and he just had the blues from his heart. Well, actually, like in the blues music, it had the real deal of the blues music from the feeling and from the heart and the change that you have to go through with. It haven't changed at all. But like our early people, you know, new guys, like when they play it different, that's the big change in it. They have about 90 artificial music pedals. Hmm. And so that's the only difference in the music. Because they have artificial music, and that's what they call hard rock and Texas blues. So it's not a real blues. It's artificial music. Right. It's got to come from the heart. So if it don't, it's better than a doctor's dose of medicine.
So what are you working on now? Are you still touring?
Yes, sir. We're going to be cutting another album pretty soon.
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Good. Won't be long.
Yeah, we got the new album's coming out probably the end of the month of February.
Okay, great.
But it's called Absolutely the Best.
There you go.
Of Little Freddie King. And it's a composite of all his last six albums, including some of the Fat Possum stuff we did in 2005. Mm-hmm. And then we took like three songs off each album. And it's a good little compilation of Freddie's, you know, history and his fun that he has playing music, you know. In regards to the blues music today, I've been with Freddie like 23 years.
No, 26 years.
26 years.
3 years.
Okay. Well, I've been with him a long time. And we played on same bills with, you know, blues guys, Bill Morganfield and all these real legitimate blues cats throughout Europe. But when I hear the blues, you know, and it's a white-black relationship, and the Caucasian white dudes, they kind of like imitators. They really don't have the feeling, they don't have the heart, the soul that, you know, a black man can give to it through his life experience. The young kids today coming out on the stage, they're mostly promoted by money and the record company to sell records to a younger crowd. So they incorporated the Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, hard rock and pedals and reverbs, and they use Fender guitars. They don't use Gibsons. They don't use 395. They don't use the blues pickups. They use rock pickups. And so you could tell. I could walk on stage and see another band's guitar set up, and I said, oh, here we go, Freddie. Hard rockers. And they advertise themselves as, you know, blues players and all. But when you get to Europe, you know, you're not going to find any brothers, any soul brothers in Europe that are blues cats. Maybe one or few that moved there a long time ago. But it's all, you know, Caucasian dudes or Europeans. And whenever I try to get a job in Europe, they always tell me, you know, well, look, just bring Freddie over because we got great musicians over here that can back him up. And I said, dude, you don't have no musicians over there. He comes with a band or he don't come with the band, you know. That's where I'm at with the young kids today and all. The other thing about them that I noticed about these young kids is that they don't appreciate the heritage of the old guys. You know, Freddie's 78 years old. He's been out there a long freaking time.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get on the same bill with these groups, these young kid groups. And they don't even acknowledge Freddie. You know, they don't even come up to him and say, Mr. King, thank you for your years of contribution to the blues. You know, because he's a patriarch of the music, man. He's a national treasure in New Orleans. But these young kids don't know. They just out there to play that guitar and strut their stuff. And, oh, do we get paid tonight? You know. But, I mean, they'll play for the tip jar just to get on stage and shake their little thing and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my opinion of new blues and old blues. Freddie's the real deal. Look, I played R&B since I'm 16 years old, 1959. You know, I played with Huey P. Smith.
Oh, there you go.
He did Rock and the Money and Boogie Woogie Flute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to, you know, old school. I played with all the R&B cats in New Orleans. But I was playing back, the big bands came into town in the 80s. in the 90s, you had B3 organs and you had horn sections and all, you know. And I was playing in those kind of bands. And when I met Freddie in 93 or so, he said he played guitar. And I looked at him and I said, you got to be kidding. I said, dude, go get your guitar. Let me see what you could do. And when he played his guitar, I said, oh, this is the real thing. It was so simple and so cool for a drummer to lay a backbeat on. You know, I stopped playing with all the other bands, and I've been with Freddie 26 years playing the blues, man, because listening to him play is my pleasure. To sit back on the drums and listen to him play, it's like I'm out in the audience, you know, and yet I lay down a backbeat and it all works. You know, simple.
Mm-hmm. What it's all about.
Freddie's come up the hard way, you know, as a young man living on a sharecropper's farm, you know. Mm-hmm. His daddy made him work hard, and when the sun rose and he went to bed late at night. But, you know, he's got that feeling. When he writes about Mean Little Woman, you know, it's a woman he married, and she wasn't a nice lady. Mm-hmm. You know, and when he writes about I Used to Be Down, he had times in his life he couldn't pay his rent, he couldn't pay the lights, he lived by candlelight, and he used to be down, man.
That's
so he wrote
a
song. Mm-hmm. But those are life experiences that develop these songs. Mm-hmm. You get a kid today, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
So you don't think there's any way for, like, a modern blues musician or, like you said, like a Caucasian person to have the same experiences? Do you think they could have a similar experience where they still feel the blues or no?
I think most of the Caucasian cats, like the Jimmy Ray Vaughns and, you know, the really heavy cats in the blues, they got their feeling mostly from playing with black dudes at young ages. You know, they felt that feeling that the black musician, guitar player, or piano player that they used to play with as young men, it kind of, you know, osmosis came into them, and that's how they got their feel for it and became famous, you know, like Jimmy Ray Vaughan and can't think of some other cats out of the East Coast. But your boy Cotton, you know, James Cotton.
Yeah.
He's a harmonica player.
Yeah, no, I know James Cotton. Charlie
Muscle White started as a young cat, man, and he played with all these little black guys, like with Hooker and all those guys.
Mm.
And that's where they got their vibes from, you know. When I say the younger guys, I'm talking about, you know, 2000, end of the 90s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can name some names, but I don't want to disparage them.
Well, you know? Of course. Well, what do you guys think about the future of the blues then, if nobody can really have these true experiences? What do you think is going to happen in, like, 20, 30 years?
I think you're losing it, dude.
That's right. It's all gone.
It's all
because,
gone.
You know, you know the rap.
They're all going to be artificial music and all going to be rap. You'd be a whole bucket of noise.
It'd be synthesizers and electronics and stuff like that. But you're losing these cats like Freddie. When they go, it's over, dude.
That's the truth. The ball game is over.
Well, that little Freddie King said, the ball game is over when I leave.
Heck, that's it. Ball game is over with.
Well, thank you both so much. I really do appreciate it.
All right. You're so welcome. So welcome. Hold on.